This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Well, good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made, and we make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Elona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. And this is day number 15 in our 21-day prophetic gathering for Monday, January 15, 2018. And happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day for all of us that are celebrating today. We are so thrilled to be here again in this virtual empowerment community. And again, I want to apologize, excuse me, for Saturday's technical error. I forgot to take my microphone off of mute, and so many people were on the line and sacrificed and got up early to be with us. And I was 24 minutes in before I switched over to the console and realized everybody had gone and that my microphone was muted. So I apologize again for that. I hope you had an opportunity to listen to the replay, but it is on, it is popping, and we are ready to take this to the next level. So with that being said, beloved, let's take a good healing deep breath in as we activate the success mind. And on the exhale, we come present right here, right now, to this sacred moment. And we're so thankful and so grateful for another day, for another opportunity, that we get a blank canvas, that we can begin to write and script our day. And we can call this day whatever we choose to call it. And it will be established for us. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment and we feel ourselves present right here, right now, this is your moment of power. This is your defining moment. This is your miracle moment. This is your breakthrough moment. Why? Because you are present and you are tapped into your rich inner life and you're tapped into the kingdom of God that has all eternity locked up in your spirit. And today we release and unlock every good and perfect thing that has come down from the Father. We release it today and we embrace every good gift that we know is ours. And it is so. Next healing deep breath in. And all over this community, we just take a moment. If you're somewhere where you could just clap your hands and just get the attention of everything in the spirit realm to know that we are applauding the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great God Jehovah. He is God of everything, and we give him thanks today. We're so grateful. We are so filled with gratitude today. I don't know about you, but today, this morning, I am feeling exceptionally grateful for another day, for another opportunity. All right, beloved. Again, if you're just joining us, welcome again. This is day 15 in our 21-day prophetic gathering. I have to be so honest with you guys. Today is day number 15. We're in the stretch of the last 7 days. So much has been poured out, but I feel like we are barely scratching the surface. And so I'm keeping my heart and my mind open, attuned to hear what the Holy Spirit would say about how we should continue moving forward. Because I'm telling you, I know that we have tapped into something that is going to be quite beneficial to each and every one of us. And I am getting stronger and stronger as we go day by day. I'm feeling the shift even in my life. So I know you must be feeling it in your life as well. And again, before we get started, I really want to encourage you guys to go to IlonaSanders.com/EC for Empowerment Circle. That's our inner circle. And all the replays for this gathering. And there's so much there that will be beneficial to you. So many tools where you could just take your time, where you could download these replays, you could keep them. There are notes there. I do a recap at the end of every week and an action guide that's there that recaps the week and give you action steps to take to start implementing what you've learned. And then there are emails that you would get from me personally. And once a month, I'm in that, once a week, I'm in that private Facebook group to be there to answer your questions. And once a month, we will have a special private call just for those who are enrolled in the Empowerment Circle. It is an awesome, awesome investment for you to make in your life. And I'm proud of the work that we've done with that. It's all new. And you'll be amazed at what all is there for you. All right, so with that being said, I want to just go ahead and get us prepared to begin building on the foundation that we have laid. I shared yesterday in the Global Empowerment Community that the real work starts this week, but it's going to be a glorious week, a glorious work. It's going to be a happy work. It's going to be so joyful. It's going to be an easy work because you're going to learn how to start really using these spiritual success tools and how to tap in and flow out of your rich inner life. For those of you that have been in and around church for quite some time, and we were so used to doing things a certain way that anytime God tried to get our attention or call us into something more or something greater, many times we were hesitant because maybe you looked around and you didn't see anybody doing what you know God was asking you to do. For instance, being in this global empowerment community, I would have never thought that I would have been here on a Sunday morning doing what I've been doing for the last 2 years. And so who knows what's in the heart and mind of God, but we all know that there has been a tremendous shifting in the church and that people are seeking and searching for something real. And there's been a great falling away. And many people don't have a church home, or some just refuse to go to church, or some don't want to have anything to do with it. But I was called to hold a space for those people to bridge a gap until they can get back to a safe place that they can call home. And I myself, in this 2 year period, we had to take a hiatus. We took a break and I was called to do that. So that was something that I've never seen or heard of or never thought that I would ever be doing on a Sunday morning at 10 a.m., holding that space for people who needed something fresh, that need something real and authentic while they were in their transition. So with that being said, we want to start building on the foundation that we've laid. And so yesterday, we started with part two about how to get out of your way. And we talked about getting out of your way through purification. Purification is so important when it comes to you flowing out of your divine nature and out of your spirit. We have to purify ourselves from the things that will hinder us and block us from being able to manifest what we are called to manifest in this earth realm. So the psalmist in Psalm 51:10 said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And so we want to get to that place where all of us can stand another level of purification. Now, I want you to know that there has to be a different mindset around purification. And we're being purified because we want to be purified by the presence and power of God in our lives. We're not so much saying, looking at everything that's wrong or judging ourselves as being wrong. I want you to really get this. The difference is yesterday, and when I say yesterday, I'm talking about years ago, right? Yesterday, when we were in deliverance ministry and in warfare, we were always on the negative side. We was always focusing on what was wrong with us, what the shortcoming was, how we was messing up, how we didn't make it. And so we have to tweak that mindset now that we're not focusing on what's wrong. When we talk about being purified, you're not focusing on what's wrong. You're focusing on what's right. And you're learning how to embrace more and more of what's right. Because as you do that, and that is when the writer in Matthew's gospel, when he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, meaning seek first this kingdom, this rich inner life, and God's way of being and doing right. That's what it means. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of being and doing right, and all things shall be added to you. That is good right there. You need to just put a check mark right there and go back and chew on that scripture again. First seek, first look into the kingdom of God that dwells within you. His righteousness, his way of being and doing right, and everything else falls into place. Everything else begins to manifest when we learn how to land there. So when we talk about getting out of your way through purification, once you've already did that evaluation and you become aware and you've taken that look around, and you've taken that look within to your mind, and you start noticing all the negative and, you know, how, you know, you're fearful, intimidated. Once you take a look at that and you recognize it, we don't want to dwell on that. See, you're only coming into awareness because something from within wants to get your attention for you to begin to see that you have missed the mark. And that's all sin is. Sin is nothing to be punished. Rather, it is something to be corrected. Sin is not about being beat up or beat down. It's about coming into a divine agreement with God's laws. So I want you to hear this today. So our focus and our attention, the way you're going to make this shift in your mindset, is when we're thinking about purification, we're not thinking about so much of what's wrong or what you got to get rid of or what you have to stop. Because if that's where your focus is, according to the divine law of attraction, it says like attracts like. Like thoughts will begin to attract more thoughts like it. So if you're constantly thinking about what's wrong, how you're messing up, how you can't get it together, those thoughts are going to create more thoughts, and they're going to create more situations for you to miss it and to blow it. So we don't want our attention there. We want our attention on what we want to embrace, what wants to emerge out of us according to this rich inner life of the kingdom of God that is within you. What wants to emerge? What wants to show itself? What version of you is trying to manifest in this season? And that is what I want to help you do. I want to help you become the best version of you that you've ever seen. So when we talk about purification, when the writer of Psalms says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me, that's still taking that look inside and drawing closer to all that you know is right. Growing closer to all that you know is in the light of God, growing closer to all that you know is the truth of God. And therein is where we want to lie. So when we looked at what purification meant, the definition said that it means to make pure. It means that it's free from anything that debases, pollutes, adulterates, or contaminates. It's free from foreign or extraneous objectionable elements. It's to be free from guilt or evil. And so as you draw closer to the light of God, that light that purifies, it will start working out whatever needs to be worked out. You're going to come into so much liberty and so much freedom, so much joy and so much bliss when you start learning how to embrace all the things that's good about you, all the things that you're doing right, and all that other stuff from the dark side just starts falling away. It starts disappearing. Wouldn't it be wonderful for you to not judge yourself in a critical and harsh way? That energy doesn't serve you, and it doesn't serve any purpose other than to keep robbing you of being your best self. And so we don't want to judge ourselves in a critical way, but we want to start looking at, what am I doing right? And that should be your assignment for today, for you to really take a moment and get a piece of paper or start writing in your brand new journal that I know many of you got for this year, and start really writing down all the things that you've done right in your lifetime. Just start taking some inventory of all the things you've done right. And you should come up with at least pages full. Pages full. Because if you don't stop to do that, the noise from your ego mind, from your flesh mind, that noise that always constantly judge you and criticize you and have you in doubt and fear and worry and intimidation, that's what you'll always behold. And all the good things that you have done and all the things that you have done right, it will dissipate in the background. It will be drowned out by the noise of the negativity that wants to dominate your life. I want you to think about everything that you've done right, all the right decisions you made, all the good things that you've done, and then celebrate it. Rejoice in it. I want you also, number two, to start taking a look at your gifts. What you're gifted in. Your purpose is connected to the thing that is so easy for you to do. It's not difficult to understand what your purpose is. And for those of you that are still struggling with that, go get the free resource at ilonasanders.com/ADP for Awaken Divine Purpose, or go to my website, ilonasanders.com, and you'll see the banners for that. Download that action guide. Go through it. Take your time. Work through those steps so that you know what your purpose is. But your purpose is connected to your gifting. And your gifting, your major dominant gifting, is that thing that you can do so easily that no one really taught you how to do it. You may have gone to school to enhance it, to broaden it, but you were already it. You were already doing it without anybody having to teach you. That is what the scripture means when it says, when it comes to your giftings, you have no need that man teach you, because nobody have to teach you how to operate in your dominant major gifting. You just automatically do it. But the thing is that it's so natural to you and it's so easy to you, you don't think it's a gift. You don't hold it as a gifting. What my major dominant gifting is that as a teacher, but to teach with impact and insight, I can teach, if you can wake me up out of a dead sleep and hand me a topic and say, we need you in the next 10 minutes to go teach this. I can wake up out of a dead sleep, get myself together, look at it, and go teach it. Why? Because it's a gift. And those are the things that you can do as well. And then there are many others. We are multi-gifted, But that major dominant gift in some of you have the gift of giving. Some people have the spirit of giving, but others have the gift of giving. I mean, it's very easy for you to see when someone is in need. Very easy for you to see that. You can always automatically walk in a room and discern what needs to be done in that room. You can see what's lacking. For people that have the gift of giving, that comes natural to them. They're always thinking about how they can give something to someone else to make their life easier. That's a gift. Now I have the spirit of giving. I will give freely. I will give whatever, whenever's asked, but I will miss the hints. You can't hint at me. You have to just come straight out and tell me what you need. And I can freely give it because I have a spirit of giving, but I don't have the gift. So if you're throwing hints waiting for me to pick up on it, I may never pick up on it. But someone else that has the gift, they'll walk right out the room and say, "Didn't you hear them say such and such and such?" I said, "No, I didn't hear that at all. How did you hear that?" "Yeah, they were trying to tell you." I was like, "Well, they should have just told me that." Right? So you take lightly your gifts, but some of you are here to be a blessing. Some of you are here for children. Everything in you is all about the children. That's your gifting. So your purpose is connected to your gifting. And so we want to become purified from all the stuff that's on the dark side, like the fear, intimidation, inadequacy, all those kind of things that keep you from really taking your gifting and using it in a bigger and bigger and bigger way. For some of you, the enemy has you so afraid that you stay small, you shrink, and you hide. And I know what that's like. You just stay hidden with all your gifts, with all that good stuff that you have going on. You're afraid to step out. You're afraid to be seen. But in this season, I want to encourage you to practice visibility, vulnerability. Show up and be yourself. Be your real self without having to filter through your mind. What am I going to say? How am I going to say it? Am I saying the right thing? Are they going to receive it? I want to be in order. I don't want to look like a fool. I used to be the queen of that. That's how I know it. I remember in the early years when I was first called to preach, in my early years of preaching, and because I'm a teacher and a researcher, and I want to, this is just so crazy. I want you to hear what I would say to God. I would say to God, "Okay, I want to know what I'm going to say from the time I get up to the time I sit down. I mean it. I wanted everything ahead of time, so I could put it in order, have it set up right." And this is what I told God, because I don't want to look like a fool. Now, how in the world am I going to tell God, who's using me, I don't want to look like a fool, so tell me everything ahead of time? Well, God knows how to deal with that, because over the course of the years, he took me from being a person like that to being a person who got up and could no longer speak with notes at all. To got me to a place where I didn't know ahead of time what I was going to say. But all of that was building faith. It was building trust. It was teaching me how to rely on the one who had all the knowledge, who had all the insight. I would go to run revivals and would have no clue what I was going to say. Nothing, not even a scripture, nothing. That went on for years until I got comfortable. And for years, I was so uncomfortable doing that because I was the kind of person, I want to know. I want to be prepared. And it's good to be prepared. I'm not telling anyone not to be prepared. I'm just sharing my story about a process I went through to trust God more when he was developing and pulling more of the prophetic out of me. There was a season, a long season, where I couldn't hear anything ahead of time. When it came time, there were times I was in a strange city, in a strange church, had no clue what I was going to say until I actually stepped in the pulpit, and then it all just started flowing. It just dropped. And I didn't like that for a long time. But then finally I surrendered to it And I got to know that it was okay. You know what was happening, beloved? I was learning how to really trust. To know that it's not about my intellect. It's not about my training. All of that is good. I'm just sharing what happened when it was time for me to evolve into another level of what I was called to do. So what I'm saying in that is that all of that is part of the purification process. I was being purified. What was being put on the background? My obsession with perfectionism. I was being purified from that. See, that's why I was uncomfortable. That's why I didn't like it, because I was being purified from that spirit of perfectionism that was in the way. And many other things that was in the way. That God knows that for me to get to the next version of what he needed to express in this earth realm through me, I had to take that journey. And then I got back to a place where I can now prepare again, but I'm not dependent on what I prepare. It's a big difference. And I know you get that. So as we get out of our way, we are going through this purification process through our consecration, through our affirmations, through our meditation, visualizations, all of that. We want to draw closer to God, come into agreement with him, so that we can embrace more of who he is and allow our God self to emerge. That is so good right there. And that is how you're going to start getting out of your way. So now I want to say this so that we don't misunderstand what I'm saying. That I'm not encouraging anybody to go off half-cocked or, you know, to do something in a crazy way. Because trust me when I tell you, God didn't let me be embarrassed and I didn't embarrass God and all of that. I never embarrassed God because I was trusting him. And those are the times when I had nothing to say until I stepped in the pulpit that we had mighty moves of God, tremendous breakthrough, lives changing. I mean, just a blessing all the way around. The church restored in all kind of areas because we were trusting God on that level. So I want to encourage you as we are continuing in this 21-day gathering to start purifying. And it all starts with you getting to that quiet place. Again, that is why we take those healing deep breaths in and we exhale, we release it, and we sit in our spirit. That's the place where you want to start flowing out of. Where you are relaxed and your spirit man, that Holy Spirit within you is activated, it's moving, it's flowing, it's giving you insight, wisdom, discernment, so that you can discern the time and know what you ought to do. Oh, beloved, I know there are great things in store for us. I believe with all my heart that you are going to see miracles this year. You're going to reach your goal one after another as you strategically begin to prosper. You're going to feel yourself step up from the ground floor, and you're going to feel yourself mounting up on those wings of eagle. You're going to feel yourself running and not getting weary. You're going to sense that there's been a major turnaround. Why? Because you're here now. You're focused, you're present, you're fully alert, fully awake. That's how it's going to come to pass. And there is nothing that an enemy can do to stop you. There is nothing that an enemy can do to block you, because you are here now. And we're so thankful and so grateful that this is our time. It is our season. Why? Because we are decreeing it so. Because I have the faith to believe it is my time. Why? Because I'm already in agreement with God. I'm already in agreement with all that he said and what he's already released, what has already been promised, what has already been declared through prophetic utterances. I'm already in agreement with that. So I know it's my time. And I'm just going to keep mounting up. You're just going to keep mounting up. Each and every day, you're going to move from faith to faith. You're going to move from grace to grace. You're going to see glory to glory. And it is so. So with that being said, take another healing deep breath in and just let that word just begin to shift you on a cellular level so that your cells are shifting and moving and coming into another dimension of freedom and liberty. And it is so. All right, beloved, don't forget that we are sowing seed. This month, we're going to ask you, sow what you can, $25, $50 seed. Go to IlonaSanders.com. You'll see a button on the front page that says online giving. You can click there. The site is safe. It is secure. And you can sow a seed. Be a blessing to the ministry. Help us continue to do what we are doing. And I will see you right back here tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.